Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is Joe in the car. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. It's been a long time since I called the show. I got to say, Joe Mazzulla, he's got a big test this year. You know, he doesn't have the superstar in Tatum. You know, to me, basketball is the only sport out of the four major ones here in the U.S. that you can have a mediocre coach, which if you have great players, it'll kind of tend to hide the weaknesses that a coach carries, which is what Joe Mazzulla is. There was a guy on your show, he's still on your show, which sometimes he says things that it sticks to my head, some of the stupid things he says. Like last year he thought that Joe Mazzulla, and I'm not going to mention names, but I think he knows who he is, that Joe Mazzulla was the greatest coach. that Joe Mazzulla was the greatest coach in the NBA. Yep. So I'm going to give Wiggy the middle of December before he starts turning on Joe Mazzulla, okay?
It might not even get to that long. Yeah, it might not even get to the middle of December. It might be at the beginning of December.
Well, he's going to – Joe Mazzulla may be exposed.
Yeah?
I mean, Curtis has been talking about it for a while.
Well, you know, in an NBA, right, there's a few things coaches can do, right? Coaches can get guys to buy in and play together as superstars. Coaches can draw up some plays at the end of games. Coaches can use their timeouts in certain situations, right?
That's about it.
Yeah, there's not a ton of things they can do. But I think –
it's really hard to be bad at those things.
Yeah, and the other thing they could do
– If your shooting percentage – from outside the arc blows.
Mm-hmm.
Can an NBA coach ask you to please stop taking as many threes?
Yeah.
He can. Okay.
Yeah, he can do that.
Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on the two-on-one? If two shooters on the two-on-one, there's not two shooters on the two-on-one, you create a two-on-one in a different way.
And he could set the lineups and playing time and how it needs to be. And I told you, I think Anthony Simons, I don't know why he comes off the bench. I think he should be starting. I know you brought up Jordan Walsh. I thought the kid Josh Minot has been giving you energy. And maybe put Pritch in that role, because Courtney, you're right. Pritch didn't have a great night last night. And maybe put Pritch in the role of coming off the bench, and maybe it might be a little bit easier for him and could take some of the stress off his shoulders. Because, yeah, I get it. Jaylen Brown is your best player. But you still need those other guys to elevate and step up. And, you know, whether it's guys like Derek White, who hasn't had a very good start to the season.
But there is zero excuse the way that game ended and the fact that Jaylen Brown is not boxing out.
Yeah, like, that's on him. But he's not getting criticized.
And I get it. Like, somebody will say, hey, you can't distill the game down to one play. But that's exactly what Jaylen Brown did last week, so I feel entirely comfortable doing that.
It's what we do with basketball forever. Jason Tatum would almost nightly have the games that Jaylen Brown has had, if not scoring more. But all we would talk about is if he passed the ball when he had a chance to win it, or if he missed a shot.
Yeah.
Everything else was not discussed.
Right.
And when you watch that final, you know, he's 7 of 8 from the line last night, Jaylen Brown. The one miss prevents you from taking the lead.
Yep.
They chuck up a three, and it is right in front of you to grab a rebound and call timeout.
They were also so lucky that Edwards missed that three because he was like 7 for 7 or whatever at that point. I mean, the dude was lights out up until that point. But I think
as a Celtics fan and you watch, and this is, you know, and I said it, Jaylen is going to have to show if he can put a team on his back. And granted, they might not be sitting there at the top of the league at, how many games have they played? 12 and 0 or something like that with a guy like Tatum. But with Jaylen Brown, but you should have this team 7-5.
They're 5-7 right now. If the roles were reversed and Jaylen Brown was out and Tatum was there, they would absolutely be 7-5. I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
They might be 8-4.
Yeah. Because if they were 5-7, we would be
all over Jason Tatum.
And they'd be people would be like, ship him out of here. Yeah. This guy's not worth it.
He's not an all NBA first teamer, he's being exposed, all of that.
Yeah, so
Celtics 131-95 winners last night at TD Garden.
They're still only 6-7 on the year, Keith.
That's right.
They did shoot well from three, 21 threes last night, 41%. They took 51 of them in the game last night. Text line is saying, hey, Jones, Pritchard carried JB, but you won't mention it because it's not Tatum. I don't know that anybody carried anybody last night.
The Grizzlies are horrible. The Grizzlies are a disaster, and this is one of the reasons why the Celtics, as bad as the start has been, can't really tank. Like, they could be a non-playoff team, but they're not going to be one of the five worst
teams. They're not worse than Washington.
Nope.
They're not worse than Memphis. Those are two teams we've seen them just wipe the floor with.
Brooklyn is another one. Like, there are teams that are just way worse than them. I mean, the Grizzlies have their own issues going on. They got to figure out with their star players. The Pelicans are 2-9. How about this? The Nets, Pacers, which is a big, I'm surprised they're that bad, and Wizards, those three teams have one win.
Eeks.
Yeah, they're all eeks.
Big time eeks.
So, like, if you're tiering the NBA, they, even with the 10 playoff teams, if you want to count 7 through 10 as, like, playoff teams, even with 20 playoff teams, the Celtics may not be a playoff team, but then there's, like, another whole sub-tier of just, like, trash teams that should be in the G League.
You have the standings in front of you, or do you?
Yeah, I just pulled them up.
Okay, so here are the Celtics' wins this year, and it just triggered in my head because you mentioned New Orleans. So New Orleans was their first win. They're 2-9, you said?
Terrible team, yep.
And that was without Zion.
No Zion, yeah. Most nights you played New Orleans,
fair point,
without Zion.
Say, Zion even played this year?
I don't know.
Cleveland was a good win. What's their record now?
Cleveland is 8-4. They're in second place in the East.
Good one.
Cleveland's a good win.
They did beat Philly, but they've also lost to Philly twice.
Philly's the 4 seed. They're 7-4.
Philly's
been
good.
Them 3 times, which is ridiculous.
They've beaten Washington and Memphis, who we already mentioned. They're both trash.
Trash.
And then they split with Orlando, who's supposed to be good, but really hasn't been.
Orlando is 6-6.
Okay. So, like, that's what... Honestly, going through their wins, while they can't tank, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, if you're in the lottery, I guess the ping pong balls could always work out in your favor. But they're not going to tank their way to, like, a top 4 draft pick, I don't think.
No. But, I mean, Cleveland and Philly and Orlando are ahead of them in the standings.
True.
Like, it's not like a murderer's row. It's not like they've played Oklahoma City and Denver and, you know, even Detroit. Detroit's been really good.
But they've also lost to Utah. What are they now?
Oh, Utah, actually 4-7,
okay,
which is terrible. But the 10 seed in the Western Conference.
So how about that?
So that's my point. Like, there's too many bad teams. As long as you have Jaylen Brown playing, basically, like, where things would go differently is if, like, Jaylen Brown gets hurt. Then that all goes haywire. That's like in 07 when the Celtics rolled the balls out, and then they were like, wait a minute, Pierce is kind of hurt. You can just kind of get shut down. And then you truly are one of the worst teams in the league. I thought they'd be better. I thought Derek White would be better. I thought Pritchard would be better overall. I'm not talking about last night. I'm just talking about, like, overall. I thought those guys would be a little bit better. So, I don't know. Maybe I misjudged sort of the other guys. We knew they lost a ton, starting with Tatum with the injury, but then the veteran guys that they let walk or traded.
They shouldn't be this bad.
No, I agree with that.
White was on Team USA, which I didn't think he deserved to be on, for God's sakes.
Right.
But that means he's all-star-ish. You know, Peyton Pritchard, I think, is a quality player in the league. Both of those guys have been horrible, last night aside. And maybe White is heating up a little bit these last couple of games, meaning the back-to-back with Philly. And then last night, Jaylen Brown's been wildly underwhelming. I disagreed with Terp on this yesterday, and I would stand with it. I think Brown was pretty good last night. I disagree with the texter who's like, he got carried by Pritchard. I thought Brown was pretty good last night. And then, you know, they were able to sit a lot of guys later in the game. So I know his numbers look good. They're 6-7, and he's supposed to be the lead guy. Like,
right.
To me, he would be very, very, very high on my list for reasons why they're underachieving. If Jaylen is truly a top 15 player in the league, like an all-NBA kind of guy, and he's truly the guy on this team, they can't be a game below 500 and outside of the playoffs looking in, at least entering that game last night. You can't be there.
Yeah.
So I've been disappointed in him, and I've been really disappointed in Mazzulla, to be honest. Like, I thought Mazzulla would kind of prove his bona fides as head coach this year, and I thought the team would play hard for him. I thought he'd have them in the playoff mix, and maybe he will.
Yeah.
But right now they're not. They haven't changed their play style at all, despite losing Tatum, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Al Horford. They haven't changed the way they play whatsoever. Last night they just happened to make their threes. They still launched a billion of them. They just happened to make them. And so, honestly, I don't know if I blame him more than the players, but I've been as disappointed in Mazzulla as anybody else. I thought he would kind of prove himself as a quality NBA head coach, and he's doing the opposite.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe we should have seen it coming because of how reliant NBA teams are on the star player and how interchangeable the coaches can be. And I think maybe we started to talk up Mazzulla a little bit because, you know, it started out him saying a lot of weird things and whatever else. But then once you win, you're like, all right, well, that's got to mean something. That's got to do something. But I was like, well, no. I mean, you took Tim Duncan away from Greg Popovich, and you're like, okay, gone, nothing. Like, more so than other sports where, you know, you look at some of the guys that won titles and how easily disposable they were. Like, that's not a great list to be on when, like, Mike Budenholzer and Frank Vogel are winning titles, and then Mazzulla's on there on that list. It's like, you know, win almost multiple titles to be sort of elevated above that and looked at a little bit differently. Otherwise, you're like, oh, that guy won? They fired him the next year because they didn't like how things were going. Or maybe the star player was like, I don't like him anymore. So then they get rid of him. Like Mike Malone, like there's been a bunch of guys recently that have won titles that didn't have the staying power of, say, like a Steve Kerr, right? Like Kerr and Curry have matched up, and they've been together now a long time. But there's less of that than the other thing. So you remove Tatum from the equation, and this is the results. Now, it really, because it's early in the season, two games would be a massive swing. So if they beat Utah, who they should have, and let's say they go 2-1 against Philly,
yeah,
instead
of
1-2.
Yeah, they win one of those trash Philly losses. Yeah, it looks a lot different.
They're
8-5,
and they're like the 5 seed. Like, yep. That's a big swing, big difference early on in the season. But no, they've been, you know, last night notwithstanding, because they led start to finish against a bad team, and they were making their threes, and it was just kind of a rout, and it was never a game. They've just been really frustrating to watch. Like, it just hasn't been, a good take all season.
No. And, you know, I think Jaylen's been a problem. I would like to see them, and we got a bunch of texts about this yesterday, and I know you felt this way all along. Maybe it is time to bring Pritchard back off the bench and start Anfernee Simons, who didn't do much last night.
No.
But maybe we've seen enough in the first 13 games to go, all right, it's time for a tweak. Simons has been pretty good. I think there's an added bonus where if you are worse than we thought and you're playing him a lot and leaning in on minutes with him, you pump up his trade value, and you know Bill Chisholm's just desperate to subtract that salary off the books. So I think there's an added bonus to that if you want to shop him later in the year. It's probably easier to do as a starter and playing starter minutes and getting more time, which comes with more shots, more points, etc.
Yeah.
But I just think to try to win games in the meantime, some sort of shakeup there probably makes sense.
Well, it's also one of those things where right now, if they're playing like this, right, like win a couple, lose a couple, like hovering around 500, and then they trade Simons at the deadline, it'll be like, all right. Like, I'll be mad because I like him. He's actually one of the fun players to watch on the team, and he could fill it up, and I want him to play more. But if they trade him, there's not going to be a big backlash to it because it's like, all right, well, you're 500 with him. But if they do go on, like, a little bit of a heater, and he's in the starting lineup, and then you're like, well, let's shed salary, then yeah. You're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I look.
So it's like almost like in a weird way, like, they almost benefit from the team kind of underachieving. You deal Simons, there really won't be much of an outcry at all. But if they start to move up the standings a little bit, and he's one of the reasons why you're doing it, you can't just dump him for a bag of basketballs.
No, and I still want them in the Eastern Conference playoffs, yeah. In the top six. And like, as you said, Keith, right now, Miami and Atlanta are both 7-5. They're the 5-6 seed in the East.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can't catch up and you can't make a move and you can't close in on that. And if you do, I would hate if they sold off even more pieces from what they've already done this year. Their approach has been detestable under new ownership. But yeah, I think right now to try to shake things up, and I know they won last night and I know they won going away, I don't feel any different about them beating the Memphis Grizzlies. I guess I give them credit for not losing that game.
No, but I'll tell you, they got a nice little stretch here before they play Detroit.
They do.
Detroit's really good. They're on like an 8-game win streak. But they got the Clippers, who have been bad this year, Brooklyn for two, and then another game with Orlando. Like, they could go on like a little Bruins-like streak here and start winning some games and then, you know, see where they go. Because then it does get tougher. You got Cleveland coming up at the end of the month as well. The Knicks and the Lakers to start December. So now's the time to sort of take advantage of this part of the schedule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I am prepared.
All right. Here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Tell me what to say, Dan Ball. Okay. I think it's safe to say that we're all a little frustrated, if not disappointed, with how the Celtics season has started. Yes, they are not even a quarter of the way into the season. They are, but I guess, a seventh of the way into the 2025-2026 campaign. They are 5-7. And they have several, at least three, if not maybe four L's on the board that should have been dubs. They are terrible, as Justin Turpin was telling the Midday Show earlier today. In clutch time, they can't get a rebound when they need it. They can't hit a three-pointer from the corner when they absolutely got to have it. It's exceedingly frustrating to watch this team now as the Bruins are suddenly turning things around. And the Patriots are the darling of all modern American professional sports right now. Well, I've got a simple little fix. Take it from me, who has never played basketball at any level or coached at any level. A simple little fix. Just put in Simons. Anthony Simons is probably, outside of Jaylen Brown, your guy, Hart, the most dynamic Celtics player right now. Your team is 25th in offense in the league. You're 24th in field goal percentage. You're 27th in three-point percentage. Guess who is shooting over 40% from the field and over 40% from three and is hot as a pistol every time he comes off the bench? Simons, put him in.
It's not Peyton Pritchard. That is not the answer to those numbers.
No, there's too much. He belongs coming off of the bench.
It belongs in a museum.
Yes, absolutely. Put Pritchard back on the bench. Put Simons in the starting lineup. He's an energy guy. No, he doesn't play defense. Yes, the rest of the team can probably help make up for it because you got so defensively minded in the offseason and Missoula's running everybody ragged. Just put in your hottest shooter right now to try to help you get those extra 2 or 4 points so you don't have another skull-numbing loss
to the 76ers that should have been a win.
That was a head-scratching decision. I mean, Anthony had 17 points there. In the last 2 minutes, he decided to take him out and put in Peyton Pritchard, who was terrible. The whole
Can't
game.
Buy a bucket.
It didn't really make sense. Peyton played 31 minutes and was 22% from the field, yet he's going to be in there in the crunch time. Really didn't make a lot of sense. They're 2-5 in clutch games this year. Mm-hmm. I think if I was to – I was trying to find the numbers on, and I couldn't quite find it, but Missoula's – what is his record in clutch games over the last 3 years? I would venture to guess probably one of the worst, and that is a telling stat because that is late-game execution, which usually goes to, you know, a lot of it goes to coaching. I know yep. Tatum's not out there, but they were terrible in clutch time even with Tatum out there typically. Absolutely. So the clutch – stuff. I mean, that inbounds play with 8 seconds left, that's the best he came up with. So that's been an issue, those inbounds plays at late games. They're going to win by on the margin, and they are not a very good margin team.
No, they look terrible in those situations. Sometimes it works. Sometimes they score or they do whatever, but almost never does it look like, oh, that's exactly how they drew it up. You know what I mean? Like, wow, that was perfect. That's what I wanted, guys. It's always either helter-skelter or a guy makes a shot. And
don't tell me that shot from Derek White was a pass to Cata, and Cata just missed it. That was air ball that Cata was just lucky to get his hands on.
This was another poop show. That final possession to Brown, to Derek White, and it's hit away by Drummond. Now he's chasing it. You're just kind of like, it's frenetic. Like, there's no cohesion. It's never like they drew it up. And I'm with you, Fitz. I don't know if that's the exact change.
But
he's got to start pushing some buttons to do
something.
You
know what I'd love to do? I feel like it would be awesome if it make it mandatory that we know what the inbounds play called for. I want to know, what did Joe Mazzulla write up on that board? Was it supposed to end up in Derek White's hands, or was it supposed to be JB?
I want to know. Would you pay?
Would
you subscribe to like League Pass if that came with it?
I would pay $30 a month to have some some outlet give me that information.
Can you imagine that if we knew that? Like what it was supposed to look like, and then we watch it and see what it does look like and compare the two?
Boy, I'd love to know. Man.
You know who doesn't want that? Joe Mazzulla.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do? Well, it's a Wednesday, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. That's what it do. And what do the Celtics do? Frequently, they lose basketball games, which they ought to be winning.
Yeah, they do.
Like last night.
Yeah, watching that game, they choked it away. At the end of the game, you know, Jalen is watching the ball rather than boxing out. It's just,
I mean, he had a great view, like an on the spot view of that offensive rebound that he was giving up when he should be boxing out.
Those were better than your seats.
And then they had an opportunity on the other end, but you know, Derek White can't hold on to the ball, and
he's close though at the end. That ball almost went in.
Which one? The one that Cata put back?
No. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
very close.
I mean, he threw up a half court shot because he fumbled the ball, and then
he's whining about a foul.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I don't.
Team that without I might have been wrong. It's still early. I'm not going to jump off the train just yet.
When he said they were going to end up
top
end
three
the season as a top three team in the
still
NBA,
early.
Yes, you were wrong. I think you were wrong about that. I mean,
well, who do you blame, Greg, if a team underachieves?
You asking me or are you asking fellow coach Wiggins?
I mean,
I blame the two guys, and you know, I blame Mazzulla and Jaylen Brown. I mean, Jaylen Brown scoring a lot of points, but he's
I mean. They're 5-7.
Yeah.
They are losing games that they ought to be winning.
Right.
And, I mean, if you're Jaylen Brown and you have told everybody that would listen for the last number of seasons that you are the guy and you have the opportunity to be the guy and you've not been able to be the guy, then that is alarming.
But at the same time, he's scoring a lot of points. You look at the rest of the team, besides Simons and Derek White yesterday, nobody else even had double digits when it came to points. Like, Peyton Pritchard, where are you? There are a lot of guys that need to step up at the same time. Yeah. It's not just on Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's scoring. He's leading the team every single night, night in, night out.
You know,
is what you need from your number one.
You know who leads the team every single night in scoring when they played was Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
And if he was heading this team up right now, we would be killing him. We'd be saying, how are you paying this guy X amount? Giannis. Giannis got basically, you know.
I just go back to what I said last week, and I stand by it. If Jaylen Brown was the one out with a torn Achilles this year and Jason Tatum was in and he was scoring 25, 30 a night.
And losing,
I think they would be losing. I don't think that Jason Tatum filling that spot and Jaylen Brown being out would be any different when it came to the wins and losses this season.
If Jason Tatum had missed a free throw and then failed completely on the other end to box out, that would be the story.
I'm saying that I think that a lot of people look at this season and think that Jaylen Brown can't be the number one. If Jason Tatum was in here and was the number one and Jaylen Brown was out, it would still be the same result of a season.
Oh, I don't think
so.
I think.
I just completely disagree with you. And I know you're a stan.
But how? Like, tell me why you disagree. What would change when it comes to the rest of the team around him?
No, nothing would change. I think Jason Tatum would make the rest of the team around him better.
Right.
And I've yet to see that from Jaylen Brown. I get it. It's only 12 games in, so small sample, but
my sub has bacon.
I just think that those two make this team what it is together.
Right, but you can't.
It's not one or the other.
It's not like the goalie tandem.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that these two, we had two superstars on a team. That's why we were so good. The fact that one of them is out is going to change a team completely. That's what we're seeing right now. I just think that people keep looking at Jaylen Brown as, oh, he wanted to be the number one forever and he's just not a number one guy. No, look at the team around him. Look at how different this team is than the team that was last season or the season before that.
I hear you, Courtney. I just think in this specific game, what Jaylen Brown failed to do are things that had nothing to do with any teammate and were things that we would absolutely destroy Tatum for. If Tatum misses a free throw and then it's tied up, the Sixers heave up a bad three, and the guy that Tatum is in charge of boxing out or rebounding in front of goes right by him like he was not even there.
You can't get a body on him. Like, box out. It's basic basketball.
Right.
Curtis is spot on.
Right.
It's not enough for you, if you're Jaylen Brown, to be out there getting points. You got to play defense, and you got to get boards, and you got to get your own offensive boards. Like when it's down to the wire like that, you've got to do that. That, like, you're a max guy. You're
all NBA.
You signed a $300 million+ deal. Like,
I just don't get it.
Live up to it.
I don't get it, Courtney. Because we had this conversation. Oh, would you give up Jaylen Brown and X amount of players for Giannis? Giannis has Milwaukee right now playing very well. He averages over 30. He averages, you know, over 10 rebounds a game, almost 7 assists. Like, and his other superstar teammate is out in Dame Lillard, but Dame Lillard's no longer there. And when you look at Jaylen Brown this year, the expectations were, okay, you're an alpha. This is what you have to make everybody else elevate and better around you. Or you have to take control of the games, especially at the end of games, when we criticize Tatum for not doing it. And for him to be where he is right now, yeah, he's scoring points.
Yeah, he's got to be better with getting assists. I agree with
and
you.
And rebounding.
There. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And he's got to make the team better.
Yes. We agree here.
So doesn't Joe Mazzulla, so I'm not going to give him an out either.
Okay. All right.
I won't give him an out either.
I mean, I don't know how you feel about he had the timeout last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Derek White was supposed to end up with that basketball or not.
It started with Jaylen.
Yeah. I don't know what that design was, but
they could take on the Revs media.
I mean, make you the certainly, players play better. You know, you certainly can run a pick here or there. I don't know if. I mean, he's a big fan of the 2-on-1. I mean, I think you end up getting a 2-on-1. If you run a pick in there, Curtis.
Yeah, but I put that on the plays.
Not to go back to Neshoba Regional High School in the Chieftain days. But I was big on setting the pick. I mean, that was
great.
Often,
you and I are the same person. Every basketball coach I ever had would just say, yeah, Chris can really set a screen.
That's it. I was really, and I could take a charge also.
Have the Chieftains been canceled?
Ironically, that stopped when he became a millionaire.
What's that?
Have the Chieftains been canceled?
Yes, but honestly, in the new environment, the new situation we live in this country,
yeah.
Breece Hill and I are thinking of trying to bring it back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They were canceled to and changed to the Wolves.
All right.
And Breece and I are thinking of leading a campaign to make the Chieftains great again at Neshoba Regional High School.
Don't tell Liz Warren.
If anybody's listening out
there. It's history.
History. It was an homage, to be honest.
You're honoring.
To be honest with you.
And it's
It was intended to be an homage. Yeah. And then it was stripped away when everybody was in full panic mode.
Right.
And so,
but it's just, what was that? What school was that? High school?
Neshoba. Neshoba Regional High School.
Because Maskenomic High School, they're still the Chieftains.
They are.
Yeah, they didn't strip away.
Where's that?
That's the Tri-Town, Boxford, Topsfield, Middleton.
All right.
And they're
little regional knowledge from the Wigster.
Yeah, that's where my daughter went to high school. Oh, they're still the Chieftains.
By the way, Curtis. Cold again this morning, like it's January, not November. I don't know if you have any control over that.
I do, and I'm just trying to punish everyone. is going to be cold. It's not going to really warm up until this weekend in any way.
It is in the 20s in a lot of places this morning. Cold. So
it's brutal. God's... Tomorrow night at Gillette, it's going to be a chilly one as well.
Well, Godspeed to those of you who have yet to go outside and have to because it's cold this morning. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.